Time to go to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, and we are joined by, well, another person in uniform, different sort of uniform. Colorado State Patrol Master, okay, please.
Master Trooper Gary Cutler State Patrol.
I always want to give you a variety of different titles, Master Sergeant, Master Trooper. First of all, thank you for joining us. And let's talk about, we are entering that summer driving season. I know the Heat Is On campaign is underway, so that's one thing to watch out for, but also difficult, treacherous weather.
Yeah, especially this year. We seem to have had a lot of rain that we normally don't get. And what I wanted to talk about a little bit is when we come across some of these hazards, so whether it's a rainstorm, hail, snow back in the winter, or dust storms that we get occasionally, we need to be looking ahead when we come up to these and knowing what to do, because unfortunately, a lot of times you see all over the country, people get in these situations and we have massive amounts of crashes because people weren't doing what they were supposed to do. And by doing this, what we need to do is if we see it, start preparing on it. So each situation is a little bit different, but start slowing down if you see something where you know the visibility is going to be. You don't want to absolutely stop when you get into that because other cars are going the speed limit, and that's not a good thing either. Everybody needs to slow down, see what everybody's doing, so you go into this at the same speed.
Exactly, and that also is a great reminder as well. We know a lot of roadways are prone to collect water. We've seen some issues along highways, you know, here in Southern Colorado as well with the mudslides as well, to definitely make sure you're not pushing the limits too much and getting caught in a situation that you may not be able to get out of.
Right. You know, and I like to tell people, you know, if you can get off the roadway, take an exit before you get into something serious like this, that's going to be your best effort. But if you can't, then do these slower speeds. Another thing people don't always realize is they think, okay, I've got good tires and water's going to be going through those treads, but they can only handle so much. And so if you're going in too fast and you have too much water, you could still pick up and slide and create another issue where other cars are going to crash into you.
Okay, essentially that's not foolproof, even if you have good treads. Good to know. In the meantime, also, when you're talking about summer storms, sometimes they're kicking up not wet weather, but dust, and that can be a whole different hazard.
It is, you know, and you can see these a lot of times before you get into them. They'll be over there, you know, reducing the visibility you have. So that, again, is one of those where prepare, slow down. If you have an idea of how thick it is, if it's just going to be something, a small area that you can get through, then you can go ahead and go through that. But if it's going to be something that looks like it could be a mile or 2 miles long, look for some exits to get off. If you do get to where you can't see anything and it pretty much bogs everybody down, do not stop in the lane of traffic. You're guaranteed to get hit there. So at the very least, try to get off the roadway a bit to stay safe from being hit, and don't get out of your vehicle.
All right. I was wondering about that. I actually do remember being stuck in one dust storm. It was in Nebraska, western Nebraska, and I didn't know what I should do, whether I should just stop right there and hope for it to clear up or to continue driving. So good to know that advice. All right, Master Trooper Gary Cutler with Colorado State Patrol, thank you for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News this Wednesday.
You're welcome.